Delaware's Public Integrity Commission will not look into alleged impropriety by state officials for failing to disclose the theft of taxpayer funds to the public. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller reports.
The Newcastle County Civic League asked the commission to look at whether a lack of transparency around the 2023 embezzlement damaged public trust. WHYY News exclusively reported in May that a former state worker stole from the unemployment trust fund. League President Charles Sturck says he believes the Public Integrity Commission's decision fails to hold officials accountable.
And that's kind of the Delaware way. Pretend it didn't happen and move on until the next time when the exact same thing happens all over again. And we'll pretend that, oh, wow, this has never happened before.
The Public Integrity Commission chairman says they don't move forward with a hearing unless they find evidence of wrongdoing. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
A New Jersey lawmaker has introduced a bill that would give employees the right to not answer phone calls and emails from their boss after they leave work. Assemblywoman Heather Simmons says the pandemic changed boundaries.
We've blurred the line between work and home, and this helps workers to reestablish that line.
Simmons says the measure would allow employers to contact certain workers after hours if there is an emergency. The legislation calls for monetary fines to be imposed on violators. A hotel and stores could be coming to a long vacant property in Center City, Philadelphia, that was once meant to host a Disney theme park. The city revealed the proposal for the lot at 8th and Market Streets as part of its planning for a controversial new basketball arena across the street. Paul Levy is with the Center City District Business Association.
If you wanted to put a hotel and you said, what are the two biggest destinations for visitors? Convention Center to the west, Independence Hall to the east. You couldn't have a better site.
The company that owns the so-called Disney Hole, that's what the name of the lot is called, says it's in discussions about the property but hasn't finalized a plan. In sports, the Buccaneers overwhelming the Eagles Sunday 33-16 in Tampa. The Phillies, they are finally all finished with their regular season. They closed it out in D.C. with a 6-3 win over the Nationals. And the Phils' next game will be on Saturday, the 5th of October, and they're waiting to find out who their opponent will be. The Flyers, they're busy with their preseason, and they visit the Islanders this evening in New York. Our forecast in Philadelphia. Overcast skies again today, a high of 73. We'll have a breeze 5 to 10 miles an hour. The same breeze tonight with clouds and a slight chance of a rain shower. Tomorrow cloudy during the day as we get up to 70 degrees. Right now it's 64.